following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Ask Alan and Billy to come on up for our next session. Or
good morning.
Hello there. Yes. So thank you for the clapping. It's kind of anticlimactic because we're just facilitating something that you're going to do. So you'll retract that applause here shortly. But so you can, get refunds on that. So this section, this key, if you will, obviously has conversation involved in it. Every key does to some degree, but this is the calling key. So you have on your table, hopefully, this little single fold worksheet that says the calling key, right? Hopefully. So grab that. Each of you grab that if you would. And I'm going to go through that. We're going to go through that with you in a moment and explain it as well. But just some introductory comments, if I could, before we delve into that. It's really important to realize, and this is something that as pastors we'll stress in a wedding, that when two people come together, it's two individuals, and as we've heard already this morning, and as you know just by life, you're different. And you're two individuals, and that's a good thing, right? But the Bible says that the two become one, and so you don't cease to be two individuals, but there's something in this composite of you being one that's just different. And again, it's not at the expense of the two of you becoming, or not being individuals, rather, but just that something more effective, something more powerful, something more impacting in the lives of others that draws them to Jesus through you as one. And we don't want to miss that, right? I mean, that's part of this whole covenant relationship, is be able to point people to the ultimate covenant maker, the Lord. And so we don't want to miss out on that. And again, it doesn't mean we cease to be individuals, but there's something very special about the two becoming one, right? So that's why we'll do the candle lighting ceremony, right? A lot of times at weddings, and try to explain that, the two of you as one single candle, you just shine brighter. There's something special about that. And so I just want to encourage all of you in this room that there's no accident in the way that God's wired you, right? And there's no accident in the way that God's equipped you. You're wired differently, and all of us in this room are wired differently, which I'm glad about, right? I mean, it would be really funky if we were all the same. I would hate it. I don't hate myself, but I would hate it if you were all like me. So it's God that's done that. And so there's no accident that we're equipped differently, that we're wired differently. And there's no accident that you are paired together. And I know some of you may say, and Andrea hit on this last night, that some of you may say, well, actually, Billy and Alan, it is an accident how we came together. And maybe it really shouldn't have been. And maybe the way we started isn't right. And it wasn't part of God's plan. And you know what? To that, I would say, yeah, maybe. But that was then, and this is now. And God's bigger than all that. Mm-hmm. God's going to get it done. And he's got you two together now. So you don't be dwelling. Don't let the enemy take you back to, man, that was, this was this and that was that. Okay, that's fine. Let's move forward. That's not going to stop what God's doing. A great passage that popped in my head just thinking about this morning is with Jesus. When he would tell people, here's the plan. Don't tell anybody about what I've done. I mean, what kind of plan is that, right? And we've seen that through our Gospel of John study, those of you that are at Refuge. Jesus will do something spectacular, something amazing. Then he'll say, now, please don't go talking about this right now. Don't go around telling people about what happened. That was Jesus' desire. That was his plan, is for them not to do it. Then the Bible tells us over and over and over that they did. They still did. They went and said, oh, did you see what Jesus did? He did this and he did that. And they didn't do what he wanted them to do. Now, there was a reason for that. He didn't mind the communication locally, but he didn't want this far-reaching press of the crowd to try to promote, here, Messiah's here, for that to happen prematurely, because there was a set time that was to happen. The Bible had ordained a specific time that Jesus would be declared Messiah, and a specific time within that same week that he would go to the cross, all by design, a very specific day. that Jesus would be executed. Daniel spoke about it, prophesied of it. The point being is that God's plan, Jesus, God the Son, said, I don't want you to go telling a bunch of people about this right now. But they still did it. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. But you know what? Jesus still got it done. Jesus still died on the perfect day that he was supposed to, on Passover, on that year. God still got it done. And so the same for you guys. I would say to you, the Lord's going to get it done. Oh, but you know, we didn't do this right. We didn't. Okay, I get that. But God still can get it done. You still are paired together. So, let me see. Pairing. Very, very quickly. We're going to get to the worksheet. Don't worry. On pairing, there's some pairings that are just kind of obvious, right? That go together. We've had, hopefully you've had cookies, some amazing cookies. So fellow cookie monsters, there have been some incredible cookies. Had some for breakfast, in fact. So poor Tom and Lucia probably went, he's eating a cookie with his breakfast. But some of it just goes together, right? It's like, yeah, cookies and milk or cookies and coffee. It's like, man, that's obvious, right? And so for some of you, it's like, man, it's obvious that these two should be together. But it's not always that way. It's not always that way, right? And so we were talking this morning about a pizza that, isn't it sad when food is all you can use for, but, so, sorry. But the at CPK, the pizza that I remember years ago we tried. Do you want to tell them what was in that? Because it's like so unlikely.
Oh, it's been so long since we've been able to have it because I don't think that they make it anymore.
They took it off the menu.
They took
which
it off the menu
is a
because
major
probably
error.
You would think, oh, I don't want that. But it was called a pear gorgonzola pizza.
Yeah.
So it had a white sauce and pears, which
yes.
were amazing. They were like glazed. And
you think we're hungry?
Yeah, and it had this yummy green
field greens
on top,
and sliced
gorgonzola cheese.
Yeah, and hazelnut.
And hazelnut. It was delicious.
But see, when you hear
when you think about it, you go, I don't know if
I know.
But you would get it, and it would just be like, wow, this is amazing, and just all the flavor, you know.
It just works, right?
Yeah, it just works.
But when you read that the first time we saw that on the menu, this is years ago.
Yeah, and it's like,
we thought, oh, that's weird. Who did that?
Gorgeous.
You know, there's somebody in the back just think, but it wasn't. It was thought through. There was a master chef at corporate years ago that said, this works. I know what I'm doing. This works. These will go together and together they will make this amazing pizza. But when you look at it, I don't think so. But you try and you go, whoa, he was right. That chef or she, whoever it was, that was right. And so that is the case with you guys. You may look different from couple to couple. And just, I guess the encouragement boils down to this. Don't put God in a box. Don't say, you know, we're not like this couple, or we're not like that couple, we're not like that couple. Oh, that's great. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And God's not limited from your past or who you are. He works with all that, right? He works with all that. He's not limited. And we so often limit God by saying, well, you know, Lord, this is what you're working with. He knows that. He knows what he's working with. And we put him in a box so often. Last example from scripture, and we'll go through this sheet together and tell you what you're going to do, is I believe the story is, gosh, where is the story? It'll come to me.
This is why the older people are given a sheet to read.
I know. It's in the Pentateuch. I think it's in Numbers. The story's in Numbers. It's the Exodus, but it's not in the book of Exodus. But it's a story from Exodus where the children of Israel. It's not. I think it's in Numbers. But Moses has taken the children of Israel out of Egypt, right? All of which was prophesied, by the way. The Lord told Abraham long before that this was all going to happen. But so they're leaving Egypt, heading to the Promised Land. The people, large group. Food is on their mind. Here's a lesson. Food's on their mind. And they start complaining, right? You know the story. They're complaining. Well, we want meat. You know, we want meat. And they wanted meat, and they were a little tired of the manna. And so Moses is, you know, you got a million plus people screaming, we want meat. It's scary. So Moses went to the Lord and said, Lord, you got to do something. I mean, these people are clamoring. They're upset. They're it's a million plus people. They're saying, we want meat. And so, but here's the thing. Moses said, Lord, what are you going to do? Because are you going to give them fish from the sea? Or are you going to use the cattle that we brought along, you know, for the promised land and for sacrifices and to start our ranches? And so what are you going to do? And I love the Lord's reply to Moses. He said, Moses, is my arm so short? Am I really that limited? That's it? I got two choices? Obviously, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the heart behind it. Moses, am I limited? Is that it? It's either fish from the sea or the cattle that you happen to bring from Egypt.
Yeah.
And the Lord was saying, no, I'm not limited. And the same thing for you and for us. The Lord is the Lord, and he's not limited. That doesn't matter. So, any thoughts before we go through this? All right.
We were talking about maybe what I had said earlier about
the
strength. Because I think couples, you have things that you're in common with, but at the same time, when you first get married, you find that you have a lot of things that you're not in common with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I was just thinking about the things that Alan's strengths are different from my strengths, and so, but they complement each other. So even though you don't have that common ground, God uses it to complement each other and to build you up. And one of the things that that I appreciate about Alan is that he thinks about situations logically. Okay, I like that because we've been married 41 years, and I just think sometimes over our married life that I would be more emotional, you know, and it was like, it's like a tornado, you know, coming through, you know, and it's just a mess. But when you think about, when you have that, you know, logically, let's think about it. And I thought it just brought such a cool balance, you know, it's good to feel, of course, you know, and to have emotion, but at the same time to be able to bring that into your relationship. So there are things that are different about us, just like, you know, I guess what we were talking about earlier. And but I think just personally, there are things different about us, but it complements each of us and it brings unity.
Works together. So grab your worksheet that says the calling key in the front and open it up if you would. Inside left, it says, I'm just going to read through this with you because I want to make sure you're going to read it again on your own. I'll explain more of that in a moment. But look at this first portion here. We are called, equipped, and strategically placed. So important. And one of the most fulfilling things in life is to know, must know this, that we are doing something that has an eternal impact and value. That's just a reality. And each husband and wife team is called by God for a specific mission, a purpose to complement and complete one another and to cooperate together in the work of God's kingdom here on earth. So use a simple exercise, which we're going to go through here shortly, to assess your natural abilities and your spiritual gifts, resources of all, that'd be physical and spiritual, passions, interests, even hobbies, to discover new dimensions in your unique calling within the work we all find ourselves in. And then read the following passages that remind us we are all individually equipped and strategically placed by God to do great things for him. So there's three passages. Definitely want you to read those here in a few minutes when we're done. Just go through them together. Read those three passages. Then you're going to circle the strengths that describe you. And then the next part there is circle the strengths to describe your spouse, which would be kind of fun for you to compare, right? Because you're going to say, oh, yeah, my spouse, my wife, my husband, very strong in this, and oh, definitely this. But to compare maybe what he or she thought versus what you thought will be quite interesting.
Can I just say something?
Yes, okay. Add to that.
So, you know, the sheet we had before where you were supposed to circle where you think you fell, right?
Or in the conversation key. Yeah, yeah.
And, but it's so funny because like we almost had almost the same score. And I thought.
On some of them.
On
yeah,
some of them.
Most of
there
them.
Was probably like two that we didn't. And one was about the logic thing. Okay. Like he thinks logically and I don't. But I just thought, wow, that's amazing. I think after a while, you know, you're learning how to work together and it's almost, I mean, it's kind of weird, but it's like we think so much alike, you know, and different people will say, oh, you pick up mannerisms and So I just think that that was interesting, too. Mm. So as you describe your strengths, looking back on that, I thought being married 41 years and knowing each other for 43, it's like, wow, we really match up quite well, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So real quickly, look at on the far right there. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to list some hobbies, interests, skills, and gifts, and examples there, you know, cooking, art, photography, teaching, building, gardening, and mechanical. Just list them real quickly. Just put those down. Second thing you're going to do is answer this. How much free time do you have each week, and how do you like to invest that free time? And that's going to be all over the map for some of us, right? What that is, you may be shocked to see what it is. Our prayer and Bible reading, a key part of your relationship. Just be honest with it. It's not a test. Nobody's going to go around and say, oh, look, hey, they've only got, you know, this answer, or this amount of time. Number four, 1 Peter 4:11, it defines two broad categories of giftedness, those who speak, those who serve. Which category are you in? Identify, number five, identify anything in your life that might fall into the category of a hindrance or a weight that might be holding you back from making greater progress in your God-given mission. Number six, what would you change about the scope of your service? Maybe you're doing something, you're serving in an area, and you know what, I think it'd be cooler if it was more this or if it was less of that. Number seven, who are your real life heroes? Real life heroes. Jot those down. Number eight, give your spouse a superhero name that fits him or her. So that'll be fun. Backside's going to take a little more time, and as it relates to time and what we're going to ask you to do next is to going to do this in two parts. So we're going to just take a half an hour right now because, as Jonathan said, we want to meet back here in the room. So we're going to meet back here at quarter till. You can stay in the room and work on this, read those passages, parent, you know, the two of you facing one another, not side by side, facing one another, yeah, totally lost my train of thought with that one.
Yeah. Or you can go out.
Yeah, there you go. You can go out. To not far, because if you go out and say, oh, let's just go to lunch early, don't do that. I want you to work on this, because I know how we are. I would say, I'll do this later. And you'll find it a year from now. You go, oh, look, there's that worksheet. We didn't do that. I meant to do that.
Yeah.
So at least that would be me. So there's some chairs in the foyer. There's chairs in here. You can just stay in here. You can go outside. It's nice, cool, 103. And work on this. But come back in here at quarter till. Back in here. Don't worry about not finishing. I think we could all probably make it through the inside portion. And then when we come back together, we're going to talk about it just for a few minutes. And then I'm going to encourage you. We're going to encourage you to sometime today, ideally, because again, it's like out of sight, out of mind. I don't know if you will. Look at the back part of it and just pray through this stuff. This is important. This isn't like, oh, here's a fun exercise. This is an important exercise, right? This is a tool, and so we want to use it. And again, the Lord has not accidentally paired us, grouped us together. It's by design. And so we just want to see the fullness of what God wants to do through us. Why wouldn't we? I mean, it'd be silly. It'd be a tragedy to not. So I'll just pray for everyone. Yeah, let me pray for you and for us because we're going to do this too. And then we'll take a half hour and meet in the room or stay in the room, but reconvene at quarter till. Father, thank you. Lord, for covenanting with us, Lord, for desiring us. And then, Lord, for strategically placing us with our spouses. And Lord, I know stories in our lives in this room that the enemy would love to just grab a hold of and say, oh, that's not you. There's no strategy there. And yet, Lord, we know you're bigger than all that. You're bigger than our mistakes. You're bigger than any faux pas or error. Lord, you're God. And we are together, and that is because of you. And Lord, we want to experience the fullness of what you have for us, Lord. And you went to great lengths to make it possible. You sent your son Jesus to die for us so that we could do what we're doing now, communing with you, having a conversation with you, and not worried about what we bring to the table because your son has taken care of it. And Lord, we're one. And so, Lord, would you please use this time, Lord, to help us in this area of our calling? What's that look like now for us, Lord, at this stage, early stage, middle stage, latter stage in our marriage? What's that look like? Help us to see that, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Use this, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. See you in half hour.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.